Sharpshooter, the first in a series of novels set in Napa Valley and revolving around wine, food, and murder. Written by Nadia Gordon, Sharpshooter is the first in a Sonny McCoskey Napa Valley mystery series. West Lafayette Public Library Director Nick Schinkel reads from the book and has this review.
Up ahead, Silvano could see the artificial lake at the bottom of the Zinfandel acreage, its colors shifting from somber blacks and grays to oily blues and greens as the sky began to lighten. Silvano's boss, Alberoni, often told the story of how 40 years earlier, when his wife, Luisa, had agreed to marry him, she told him that she dreamed of a lake for rowboats and a gazebo for watching them sheltered from the strong sun. It was a fantasy better suited to the lush gentility of the south of England than the arid wilderness and scrub pines of the northeast of the Napa Valley, but he'd built them for her, along with a 3-acre rose garden behind the main house. No one had ever taken a rowboat out on the lake, more of a pond, really, as far as Silvano knew, and the gazebo didn't get used much except for the occasional wedding. The lake was pretty enough, but it was still a waste of valuable farmland, in Silvano's opinion, although it did serve in drought years as a reservoir for irrigation water. Still, what was now underwater could have produced 200 cases of wine a year, maybe more. As he continued down the narrow track, he stared at the gazebo, gently lit by the pink and gold glow of sunrise, with a mixture of contempt and awe. It had 6 equal sides and a peaked roof, crowned with a white dove lifting off in flight. On 5 sides, a fine white lattice formed a waist-high skirt. The 6th was open and faced the lake, with 3 crisp white stairs leading down to the small kidney-shaped lawn. Silvano glanced at the stairs and then back again. He released the throttle on his tractor and let it settle to a halt. A wave of dust billowed up around him, then subsided. Cautiously, he looked again, then turned the key and killed the motor, staying seated until he was sure of what he saw. He wanted to be sure because a thing like that could rattle a man if he wasn't prepared. With the tractor quiet, the trill of a red-winged blackbird cheered what promised to be another warm Indian summer day by the afternoon. Silvano got down off the tractor. He left his gloves on the seat and walked around to the edge of the dirt track. The gazebo stood less than 15 yards away. There, on each of the freshly whitewashed steps, he saw long, narrow pools of blood. Raising his eyes reluctantly to the floor of the gazebo, he crossed himself and muttered, "Sweet Madre de Dios." Sprawled across the floor and long since drained of blood lay Jack Baroni, son of Luisa and Al Baroni. Now dead, surely dead. Well, a sharpshooter is out about. Indeed, there seem to be 2. As our story opens, Napa Valley restaurateur Sonny McCloskey learns that an unknown, mysterious sharpshooter has shot the virile and smug Jack Baroni, heir apparent to the valley's richest vineyard family, killed by a rifle shot from a faraway woods just this past moonlit night. Sonny's good friend, Wade Scort, has been fingered by the local sheriff as a likely assailant. But that's not all. A small green and blue-winged sharpshooter fly is threatening to swarm the valley's wine country, the lifeblood of Wade, the Baroni family, and indeed most everyone in this scenic California valley. For the sharpshooter fly is known to bring a grape-killing virus in its voracious wake, bringing with it devastation that would ricochet throughout the wine-centric valley, hitting everyone hard from the small town's retail clerks to the rich vintners, like the Baronis, living high in the hills. As author Nadia Gordon tells us as she introduces this newest threat to peace and quiet. Wildside's parking lot was empty, and Sonny took the furthest spot, like always, noticing that somebody had staple-gunned a wanted poster under the fence that lined the back wall of the restaurant's property. "Have you seen this insect?" it demanded in bold type, illustrating the question with grainy snapshots of the glassy-winged sharpshooter in all its life stages, including larvae, various nymph forms, and voracious, sap-sucking, mud-colored adult. Though it had yet to make an appearance, the glassy-winged sharpshooter was the latest in a long line of hungry visitors to threaten the valley. The wine business, and everyone who depended on the wine business, which was the whole valley, was understandably alarmed about the problem, and they watched the Sharpies' progress with dread as they made their way steadily northward, county by county. They called them the SUVs of leafhoppers, which were considered trouble to vineyards at any size since they vectored Pierce's disease, lethal to grapevines. Those in the know said Pierce's disease would make the industry's recent bout with Fluxera look like a case of the vineyard sniffles. Every day, the local newspapers covered the crisis. A glassy-winged sharpshooter spotted in San Mateo, too close for comfort. A shipment of ornamental shrubs from Southern California, rife with eggs, narrowly intercepted. A case of Pierce's disease suspected in Fresno. The valley continued to prosper, even as its inhabitants ground their teeth at night, worrying. Well, did pretty boy Jack Baroni's crusade to pesticide bomb the entire valley as a prophylactic for a sharpshooter invasion bring his own death? Did he anger one of his more organic farming neighbors? The Napa Valley, as Gordon paints it here, is populated by farmers of many differing agricultural pursuits. This double entendre of a story is not the only enjoyable surprise. In this first, in a mystery series set in the rolling hills of Central California, For Sharpshooter features deft plotting, surprising story turns and characters, and eerie danger amidst the beauty of California's wine-rich Napa Valley, all here in this page-turner of a read. But back to our story. Even as her good friend Wade is thrown into the local Juzgao on suspicion of murder, Sunny starts poking around both the majestic Baroni wine estate and into the lives of the Baroni family and their longtime winemaking cohorts, the Cagliano clan. What Sonny slowly uncovers is a long-standing feud among these closely entwined families, a feud that has simmered since the Baroni family usurped the then-young vineyard at the turn of the 20th century, relegating the Cagliano family to becoming laborers on the land their family had colonized. So long-running was this family feud that Sonny is surprised to have discovered it, and is more surprised when she finds that most everyone else in the valley claims to know nothing about the bad blood between the two families. Yet in fine mystery style, Sonny can't easily put all these pieces together. Even knowing of the long simmering feud between the two families, murder had yet to raise its ugly head in the more than 100 years of the family's arguments. Why would it happen now? Well, a surprising twist at the end of the novel is curving in its own way as the rural roads and drives that Sonny travels wraps up this satisfying read. And, of course, we can't tell you what that curvy and twisting end of the novel is, but it came as a surprise to me, and I will wager it may just surprise you. Meanwhile, the perky and restlessly inquisitive Sonny, one reviewer nailed her as a, quote, grown-up Nancy Drew, end quote, is far from the only character of note in Sharpshooter. Wade scored as the gruff vintner accused of murder for whom Sonny seems to carry a torch. Rivka, Sonny's Hispanic chef of her Wildside Cafe's organic cuisine, has a romantic tie to one of those Cagliano sons, which complicates Sonny's quiet investigation. And a number of supporting characters add a touches of zest and a healthy dose of friendship, tried and true, to this juicy tale. Intimate dinners, cozy restaurant tete-a-tetes, and tasty excursions into the world of enology further highlight this deliciously wicked plot. Sense of place is strong in this novel. The dry late summer of California's Napa Valley, the rolling hills, the dirt roads, the oak forests, and the soon-to-turn gold and red grapevines plump with the near harvest of fall, or as our author writes about it. Several times while out hiking or driving, Sonny had seen a hawk dive and come up with a long, curving jay of a snake hanging from its talons. It was the kind of sight, dramatic and unusual and a little scary, that would keep popping back into her head for months. Another image was the swarming nest of ladybugs she'd found one misty fall day deep in the woods by the coast. They'd bubbled up and overflowed from a rotten stump by the millions, like lava, spilling onto the forest floor of damp leaves. Sonny took a slow, deep breath, savoring the layers of weedy sweetness coming off the sun-baked earth. As she walked, she went over the list of people she and Wade had put together at the jail. It was not as long a list as she had hoped. In fact, she could only hope they had overlooked the guilty party because it read like the guest list for a get-together of their dearest friends. Dozens of people had helped out with harvest and crush at Scored Mountain over the years, but the vast majority were acquaintances who had never even set foot in the winery. Friends of friends, visiting enology and viticulture students, wine aficionados, and chefs and sommeliers with a taste for the basics would show up at 3 or 4 in the morning for duty. It was a grueling drill. They'd take a wooden crate, trudge out into the vineyard, fill the crate with grapes, lug it back to the lean-to where the crusher distemmer was set up, grab another empty crate, and head back into the vineyard. It was exhausting, back-wrenching work, and they generally staggered home and collapsed after a late lunch, often with a bottle of Scored Mountain Zin riding shotgun. As another reviewer has aptly written about this marvelous tale, quote, Napa Valley, the good life, sunny skies, fine cuisine, and flashy reds. But isn't there something murky at the bottom of the bottle? Yes, and it is murder, no less. The mystery of wine. If a wine does not have some mystery to it, we call it plonk. Sharpshooter is not plonk. It's a crime novel with taste. And it's also a crime novel that comes to an end. As I said, it's the first in a series of Sonny McCloskey novels, but this one ends with more of an upbeat note. Sonny lay back and looked at the eggshell blue sky directly overhead. To the west, thick gray clouds were forming, and already the temperature was dropping. The parched land would soon smell wonderful when the first drops hit it and all the plants woke up. She wished the rain would come now, but tomorrow would be soon enough. That would give the local wineries time to get in the last of their harvest. She thought of the gray light of a rainy day and the sound of drops thumping on the roof. You know, she said, rolling up on one elbow, a nice, dull, rainy day sounds great to me right about now. Me too, said Charlie. My favorite thing, Sonny continued, is to put on some music, like Segovia or Peter Tosh or just about anything, and make grilled cheese sandwiches and tomato soup, grab a book, and open a bottle of good, cheap red wine. You know, nothing fancy, so you don't have to pay attention, and you can just slug it down. I'll be over at noon tomorrow, said Monty. Me too, said Rivka. Doesn't anybody around here have to work for a living? Asked Charlie. It's probably going to keep raining until dinner time, said Sonny, tipping her head back to smile at him and feeling a gust of cool air brush her cheek. It's quite a story. If you've ever visited that wine country of California, or if you just want to visit it through the pages of a fun mystery novel, this is your novel. Sharpshooter by Nadia Gordon. It's a Sonny McCloskey Napa Valley mystery, the first of several, and I think you're going to enjoy it. It's available at all of our fine libraries, including, of course, the West Lafayette Public Library.
That was West Lafayette Public Library Director Nick Schinkel. You can find other book reviews on our website at wbaa.org.